Brodie Grundy has been hanging on for a couple of minutes, and the big Collingwood ruckman has been good enough to join us after a really impressive second half against the Gold Coast Suns yesterday. G'day, Brodie. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Hello, guys.
It was a really good, strong performance by the footy team, wasn't it? It was, you know, the game was on the line there at halftime. Your second half, I imagine Bucks is pretty comfortable with what you dished up.
I mean, the team was pretty happy after the game. Obviously, with Pendle's milestone, it was pretty important to get the win up there. And we certainly enjoyed ourselves going out there and performing pretty well in the second half.
Brodie, Nathan Thompson here. Congratulations on yours and the team's form, mate. There must be a great feeling amongst you and the young group. I know there's a lot of, still a few of those senior champs like Swanee and Pendles, but all in all, a very young group. Must be a great feeling at the moment with your start to this season.
Yeah, well, we have even, you know, guys who've really been unseen, like Darcy Moore and, you know, Jordan DeGoey, Jackson Ramsey have all signed on to, you know, with the club for another few years. So there's definitely a lot of confidence in the younger group coming through that, you know, there's going to be a lot of success going forward, and it certainly makes it an enjoyable place to be around.
Brodie, you seem like a very driven footballer just from outside perception. Tell us a little bit about how you go about your football off field, like your goal setting and those sort of things. Are you a player that watches a lot of tape and has really, you've set out the map as far as what you want to achieve through games and through the year?
I haven't really done a lot of goal setting, I suppose, this year. It's more... More internally, I just want to, like in myself, I just want to get the best out of myself and reach my full potential, whatever that may be. But, in my first couple of years, I had goals to play X amount of games and stuff like that. But I'm really starting to just focus more on, bringing my best to the team each week. And if I can do that, then, you know, I feel like I'm contributing well. And, yesterday I felt like I was a little bit frustrated the first kind of half, not being able to, I don't feel, have an influence on the game, but there's times like that happens, and that's just the nature of the game. So you got to be able to still find a way to contribute when, you know, you don't feel like you're maximising your strengths, I guess.
Brodie, Scott Lucas here. The goals that the team set pre-season or going into this season compared with now, has it had to be re-evaluated? I think most would say that we'll certainly exceeded some expectations in the football world.
Well, you know, it was pretty well documented that we had, you know, X amount of senior players leave over the last few years, and externally there's been a lot of stuff written and said that we were, you know, not really going to be much of a competition, but yeah, we've just been focusing on a few simple things this pre-season, bringing guys in to the footy club who, you know, guys like Trav Varko, internally has been really big for us, just setting standards and bringing some of that knowledge across from Geelong. And our main goal this year, I think Bucks has spoken about it, was just to be the best transition team in the AFL. So that's really our main focus, and I suppose what underpins that is all that extra, the running and the sharpness of the mind, I guess, to be able to do that.
You mentioned Trav Varko. Could you give us an insight into a couple of key areas or insights that he's brought to your club from Geelong and how they went about it?
Probably just his training standards of being elite during pre-season, especially he stood out. He wanted to come in and make an impact straight away, and he's been able to do that. And I think, you know, now we saw last night, he's really just going to, you know, begin to reap the rewards of his hard work through pre-season.
And one of the other ones is Jack Crisp, Brodie, and you've worked obviously closely with him given his midfield role, and you've seen him up close now that games have been played. Has he surprised, do you get a sense that he's surprised people at Collingwood with what he's been able to produce on game day?
Yeah, he's actually surprised me. Like, I spoke to him during the week, and I just said, mate, like, you're being, you know, in our best players, like, all the way through, like, whatever you're doing, like, keep doing it, mate, because, you know, the club's loving what he's producing, and he's been able to, with Brett McCaffer, obviously with his ACL, he's kind of stepped up, and not to a full tagging role, but he's been doing a few jobs on a few players, and he's also been able to then work off them too. And I think he's, you know, averaging a couple goals a game or 20 touches, so he's offensively he's being a threat too. So it's really good for the midfield.
And Brody, tell us a little bit about Nathan Buckley and your relationship with the coach. I've been super impressed with the way Bucks has held himself over the last few years when under pressure from different quarters, but obviously the way that he is coaching you and your team at the moment. Tell us a bit about, just as a coach, how you see him, but also, you know, what sort of relationship do you have with Nathan Buckley and sort of the one-on-one conversations per week?
Yeah, well, obviously, I really respect him coming in. I didn't play with him or anything, so I just respected him for the senior coach that he was and the champion player that he was. So I'll listen to everything that he says pretty intently. And he's had a really big impact on my short football career. I suppose personally, we don't really, on a personal level, most of my conversations with him aren't really about football. The one thing I do really like about Nate is that he brings a really holistic view to coaching. He's really passionate about what the players do outside of their football, and he's definitely involved in the players' life outside of football, and I think that's really important to for the players' buy-in and trust in their coach, I guess.
I'm interested to hear you say that, Brody, because when he first started coaching, a lot of people thought he was such a perfectionist and he was going to have trouble relating to people who didn't necessarily have the same fanatic approach to their preparation that he had. You're sensing that he's very much a more rounded, different type of human being than the one that a lot of people thought he might have been when he first came into the role?
Well, when I first came to the club, that's the perception and that's, the thing that people were saying. And I think that's, all it is a perception, and people can take, his what he says out of context at times. But we all know what he was like as a player. But as a coach, I think he has consciously made an effort and has worked hard to accept that people go about their football differently to what he may have, and he's been able to accept that that's not necessarily a bad thing, and it's been good.
Mate, well played last night or yesterday. It was a really strong second half, and you can continue to just tick along nicely as a group. We appreciate you joining us pre-game today, and wish you all the very best of the rest of the season. Thanks for coming on for a chat.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.